from KQED.
The list of 70 state parks slated to close July 1st because of budget cuts has dwindled to 5. Just yesterday, the governor approved $10 million to give the Department of Parks and Recreation more time and resources to hash out a flurry of last-minute deals. And what happens to the 5 parks that don't have a deal? As it happens, not much. There will be no clink of a padlock at the Benicia State Recreation Area on Sunday. Nobody's going to be there to collect parking fees, but the way it is now, you stuff $6 into an envelope and that into a big green metal can. Local retirees Larry Fullington and Kate McNamara walk 2 to 3 miles here every day, and they intend to keep on doing it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We have a community out here of walkers, bikers, joggers, and we've all gotten to know each other.
More of a happening than a walk, really. You can take an hour and a half to go a 15-minute walk, you know. Hey, how are you? Slapping hands, bumping hips, you know, you spend 10 minutes. You saw him yesterday, but you know, that's the way it is.
Like most state parks, there's a local nonprofit here with earnest volunteers who help run it. The Benicia State Parks Association covers both of Solano County's state parks, this one and the old state capitol downtown. A deal is in the works for the capitol, but talks fell through for the recreation area. VP Bob Berman is exasperated with what he calls the state's inflexibility.
For whatever reason, I mean, it has been difficult negotiating with the state of California. They don't seem to have a real urgency to get these parks taken care of. It has to be on their terms.
The Parks Department says the sticking point is the $77,000 the city wants the state to reimburse it each year if Benicia takes on the bathrooms, the trash, and other simple maintenance. But Mario Giuliani, Economic Development Director for Benicia, says the sticking point is liability. The state doesn't want to fix what's broken, the city can't afford to fix it, and the state doesn't have a plan to protect Benicia from lawsuits in the event that restroom at Dillon Point really does slide off its foundation, or a poorly pruned tree drops a branch on a jogger.
We can't really put a dollar amount on it. We just know that the state's sitting on a long list that totals in the millions of dollars of deferred maintenance, and that's not something the city of Benicia wants to inherit.
Beyond Benicia, nonprofits all over California are eating the risk when they sign operating agreements. Then again, these nonprofits aren't as tempting a legal target as a municipality is with its relatively deeper pockets. Jerry Emery is with the State Parks Foundation, which has spent the last year facilitating a couple dozen deals, offering nonprofits pro bono legal advice and cash.
We have been successful with, a lowercase s.
Many deals will last no longer than a year, but Emery says the effort is still worth it.
An open park, no matter how open, is far better than a closed park for whatever amount of time. It gives us that time to think about longer-term solutions.
So given the limited capacity of the nonprofits and cities and counties that have stepped up, what happens next year? And then after that? There have been a couple highly publicized cases where wealthy donors save specific parks, but those are the exceptions, not the rule. Jerry Emery says the recent budget cuts to the Department of Parks and Recreation reflect a lack of fiscal commitment that's likely to scare off would-be park saviors.
Someone could sneeze in Silicon Valley and probably produce $22 million, right? But it's, for some reason, it hasn't happened. And in a way, I can really see why, because the problem is systemic. It's just going to continue.
That's even though Governor Jerry Brown approved $13 million this week to help pay for capital improvements that boost the bottom line, like credit card readers for parking fees and solar panels for energy savings. Environmental groups cheered the news, but warn it's going to take a lot more money to restore the park system to its former glory. We'll keep watching this story. Look for the link to State Parks on the Rocks at our website, californiareport.org.